नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। विश ऑल ऑफ यू ए वेरी फुलफिलिंग न्यू ईयर। ए ईयर व्हेन वी कॉन्शियसली कोलैबोरेट विथ द कलेक्टिव विजडम and whenever we feel that our individual wisdom makes more sense, we should keep in mind that there are times in the evolution of the history of the conscious nation Earth when individual wisdom is not enough to guide us. This is the reason, although I call this year 2021 as the year of wisdom, even then I sent this appeal to all the wise men of the world to give importance to the collective wisdom of humanity. This is a very unlikely message. I have broken the 27 years of my personal life's record of not going to silence on the New Year Eve, but deciding to work for strengthening the forces of collective wisdom. It is difficult for the human mind to accept many a time what the seers tell. But when something the seers have told really happens, one can only knows how to repent and how to find fault with each other, and how to drown himself in the self-pity that I have not done what I could have done. It has happened at the every transition of human evolution. I hope this should not happen in this transition. Why I am saying this? Because although we all are living in Kali Yuga, which is literally meaning the era of ignorance, but this is the only cycle of evolution of consciousness on Earth when collective wisdom can save the Holocaust. In other cycles of evolution, the supreme force, the supreme wisdom, the supreme truth descends to few forms and restores the balance in the elemental structure of the universe. But this is a time when the force that has descended is not confined to few individuals, it is trying to vigorously enter into the system of thousands and thousands of individuals. This is the reason. The collective wisdom is the need of the hour. Every year, since last two decades, I fail to give a message to mankind. Many a time, my message has been proved wrong. Even then, I fail to give this message, knowing fully well that my message to mankind may be accepted with a ridicule. But I must give it because I feel it, I see it, and I feel it is the ardent duty of a seer to share with other seers what he is seeing, what he is feeling. Last night, when I entered into Samadhi, I encountered a huge dark cloud, and I could see the approaching global Holocaust, devastation, destruction that is very rapidly coming to earth. I do not want to frighten mankind because I am not frightened at all. I know that when evolution completes 5,000 years, there is an upheaval. It has happened every time. And what is unique in this upheaval is this is more due to the collective failure of the seers of earth. It is not due to the failure of individual effort. If the world cannot be saved from the global devastation, the seers of the modern time are to be blamed for that. We all are going through a global pandemic. I was today watching the news, and the country that has suffered most is the United States of America. In terms of infection, in terms of death, Europe is going through the second wave. The whole mankind is now focusing on controlling this pandemic. But I'm very embarrassed to say, I'm very hesitant to say that what mankind has gone through is just a tip of the iceberg. It is just a symptom, but not the entire impact. We should not be frightened when I say it, we should not be frightened, because I truly feel that we still have the power through our collective wisdom to not only delay this great devastation, we can also to a great extent neutralize this impact. In a very brief way, I would like to say what I saw. I am a person who is always positive, and I'm linked with the positive side of every human being I have met since last nearly 3 decades. But what I saw, even I took nearly 2 hours time to get back my state of equanimity. I saw not only Prakriti's rage, Prakriti's anger, but I saw the failure of human values. War is inevitable, and it is not going to be a localized war. What I saw, that I am telling, it will be a global war. And the impact will be so much that the Second World War will appear as a child's play. 3/4 of the globe is going to be involved in this global war. There will be a series of tsunamis and earthquakes. And this vaccination, this vaccine that has come, very soon man will realize that it is not effective. Can there be something more horrible than this? And when I'm saying this, I'm not happy. My soul is in anguish, is in sorrow. But I see a ray of hope in the collective wisdom of humanity. All that we need to prevent this approaching devastation is a microscopic number of awakened human beings. When I say awakened, I am actually referring to enlightened. Mankind may not believe what I say, but I say it with my conviction that even among you all whom I am now seeing, among this small group, I also see the light of the soul. Manifesting very clearly because of this curtain of Kali Yuga, many of you are not actually able to see that you are the burning lamp. But when this veil will fall, you will also instantly realize that you were a burning lamp, you were not. A lamp without flame. So, like this group, there must be many groups scattered all over this planet because every era has its own quota of seers. As every era has its own quota of satans. Light and darkness, good and evil, always are present. Not that only in the era of truth consciousness, there were many enlightened seers, and in the present era, only deluded human beings are on earth. It is not true. The only thing is, due to the collective consciousness completely under the veil of this culture of indulgence, culture of greed, and a culture of self-deception, even the enlightened seers of the present era are not able to see the reflection of their own soul. Seven billion people are on earth now. And I'm pretty sure if somehow 11,000 awakened beings who I will call enlightened beings, if 11,000 enlightened beings, enlightened individuals on earth can take a collective oath that for 13 months from this new year, 13 months, all that it needs is 13 months. A collective oath, if we will take, that we will not allow ourselves to be a victim of indulgence. We will not allow ourselves to be trapped by greed. And we will not allow ourselves to be carrying the curtain of self-deception to hide under subterfuges. If we can really manifest our true spiritual strength and courage, that come what may, but I will not hide under self-deception. These are the three qualities of a truly enlightened being. We need 11,000 such human beings on earth having only one aspiration. That is, let this devastation, this destruction, this mutually assured self annihilation, anger be completely neutralized with the power of collective wisdom. We all know if the prime minister or president or chief minister of a country behaves in an irrational way, all the people suffer. We have read it in our scriptures that there were kings, those who acted in irrational way, and whole country, the entire population, they burnt the impact of this foolishness. They could not do anything. In our scripture, there is the example of one emperor who was so erratic, so irrational, so much self-indulgent, and was hiding under self-deception so much that even the seers of that era, they joined together and collectively they started hammering him, made his body powder. All those who are familiar with the Bhagavad Mahapurana, they know the name of the king, emperor was Vena. And we are seeing, I'm clearly seeing, same type of foolishness, ego, and imposition, whim, is manifesting in the heads of the state of many countries, not one country. If any one of you will just scan the newspaper, because you all are having the sixth sense that we call the inner light, we call the Jnana Chakshu, the eye of wisdom. That is the sixth sense. You can see how these leaders, they are ruling the country, how they are recklessly destroying the foundation of human culture. In the name of nationalism, in the name of religion, in the name of economic development, it is very clear. So what is our responsibility? Do we have a role to play? If yes, how can we play our role? How can we discharge our responsibility? Seers, they have the strength that they can communicate with the supreme power, the supreme consciousness. And remaining in their state of unity consciousness, Advaita state, if they can consciously respond to Prakriti's signal and handle the challenges with equanimity, they transmit a power which neutralizes the mightiest negative force on earth. This is the need of the time. Simply by aspiration and conscious individual ascension, just for 1 hour a day, aspiration for the whole humanity and conscious ascension to the state of unity, just for 1 hour a day, will be enough to completely neutralize the approaching Holocaust. It has happened in the past many a time in every era of transition. In this era also, it will be effective. This is my conviction. Now the question is, what is that technique of ascension? How can one ascend and remain in unity plane for just 60 minutes during 24 hours. It can be through several sittings. I know it is not possible for anyone who has not transcended the three-dimensional Prakriti wave. It will not be possible to be in unity consciousness for more than 9 minutes. I know that. But if we all can draw from the collective wisdom of each one, we get linked with each other, like I am linked with all of you. Many of you are linked with me. This link is invisible. And I am feeling you. I feel that the power of my sustenance is not my realization. The power of my sustenance is the collective aspiration of dozens of human beings on earth, those who are aspiring to reach the state. What they see in me, that's the source of my strength. My strength is not my realization. Because after you attain the state of unity, there will be neither any pull nor any compulsion to be in this chaotic world of Prakriti. Unless an enlightened seer feels for the whole humanity, it is not possible for any human form to remain on earth after reaching unity consciousness. This is the reason all of us, they are vigorously active. A deluded man always works to fulfill his desire. But an enlightened being keeps himself busy just to remain in body, not to get anything from this prakriti, not to experience anything, because all experiences have merged in its infinite awareness. So I feel, if I'm still in body, it is not because I have to do something or I need to do something. I am in the body because hundreds are still aspiring to transcend this chaotic, this turmoil, prakriti, and experience the elixir of eternal life by seeing me, by listening to me, and by working with me. So it is not possible for any one of you to be in pure Advaita for 1 hour continuously, but you can definitely be in the state of Advaita, unity consciousness, if you consciously can put apart those of you who feel that there is some worth in what you hear today. If you individually can write to me, I will definitely share with you a very simple process, a very simple, I call it a transcendence technique. And you can truly be in unity consciousness. You may say, how it is possible? Suddenly, how can one experience it? If it is possible, why Swamiji did not give it before? Desperate situations needs a desperate remedy. And this is a desperate moment for the whole human race. This is the reason I feel I must share with anyone who is willing to. Ascend and be in unity, and then descend the normal life and respond to his duties and responsibilities like a common man. This is the secret with which I am living for the last 27 years. Human mind may not accept, but I'm telling very honestly that for me to leave the body, it just takes me few minutes of intense withdrawal. That's all. I have to simply, intensely invoke this thought, let me go. That's enough. As you are intensely aspiring, let me transcend. And you all know that you are making progress through your intense aspiration to transcend. If it is possible for you, why it will not be possible for someone who had already transcended and has consciously descended to this earth to withdraw? Anytime if he feels enough is enough. So we need 11,000 enlightened seers. Whosoever is carrying even a matchstick, we say he's carrying light. So when we talk of spirituality, whatever we talk, all is in absolute term. It is not relative. So each one of us, we are having the light in us. We all are spark of divine. And we all are at heart. We are universal beings. We feel for whole humanity. We feel for the whole earth, whole planet. So let us not be frightened. Let us not lose hope. Let us join together. Collectively, let us be linked to the each one's positive side of life, positive side of emotion, positive side of impulse. We are, although our number is small, we are a mighty force on earth now. This is the reason I feel, to a great extent, we will be able to change the tide. Through many interventions, we have done it. Those of you who are very closely working with me, you know that we have succeeded many a time to neutralize the impact of the negative forces. If not 100%, but definitely we have succeeded even 1%. Not that we have met with failure always, no. Why we are succeeding? Because we are all are universal beings. Individual life is a life of desire. Universal life is a life of sacrifice. It's life of jagya. That is why we all are the seers of the modern time. And collectively, let us play our role. And war, earthquake, tsunami, cyclone and flood, whatever you may think of, expect everything in this year. But if we can focus on any conflict, any geographical unit, collectively, I am telling you, on the very first day of the new year, we will be able to neutralize it to a great extent. Please send this message to anyone you feel is having a heart for humanity. anyone you feel is living for the universal, because number matters now. Our power can neutralize the devastating impact of Prakriti's rage, Prakriti's anger. I'm convinced of this. This is what I wanted to share with you all on this new year. It is not something good to hear, but sometimes that which is bitter also better, because we get advance notice and we get mentally prepared. Thank you all. Wish you all a fulfilling year. I know it is a challenging year, but as I have said many a time, pride lies not in never falling, but in rising every time you fall. That's my life. That's the many lessons I have learned through my failures. And I wish you all life of fulfillment. Why? Because we all are universal beings. So if we could add a drop of our love to mitigate the suffering in the collective plane, if we can add an ounce of our wisdom to influence the decision-making power of many statesmen, that will also be a great gift to humanity. Thank you all, bless you all, and my humble pranam to all of you.